The U.S. Defense Secretary says NATO nations agree to provide funding to sustain Afghan troop levels until the year 2020.
Let me now turn to Afghanistan, which we discussed earlier today, and where I shared an important decision that President Obama recently made that reaffirms our commitment to security and stability in Afghanistan. On my and Chairman Dunford's recommendation, the President decided to grant additional flexibility to U.S. forces in Afghanistan as they carry out our current strategy this year.
Earlier, NATO Chief Jens Stoltenberg said that the Western Military Alliance will maintain a broad presence in Afghanistan. He added that NATO will keep troops in the war-torn country because it is committed to helping the Afghans. Over 14 years into Afghanistan's occupation, attacks by Taliban and more recently the Daesh offshoot are still commonplace. The conflict has been described by many former military officials in the West as an unwinnable war. Western sources say that more than 3,500 U.S.-led foreign forces have been killed in the country since 2001.